like working with her. She's in like one scene, and then he's like, someone asked me if I wanted Shania Twain in the movie. I said yes, and then they like moved on. I was like,
yeah, he was very droll. I liked him.
Yeah.
But anyway, speaking of droll, I'm not going to accuse Alice Phoebe Lou of being droll. But she has a new track, a whole new album out now. This is the title track and the first song on it. It's called Darling.
Scream it from every
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake-Up Call, right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. The saw is still happily buzzing away in the background. Apologies for that. Also, check out CFRC.ca. We've got archives. We've got our new program schedule. We've got volunteer opportunities. We've got events. It's all there on CFRC.ca.
The greatest website in the world.
That's exactly right. And the Radio Canada app, also, if you're browser allergic for whatever reason, you can listen to us on an app. And so, but, folks, we just heard Homefront with their new track, Light Sleeper. Before that, we heard Anthony Aka Ongwi and Sai Swari with Baby Bloom. And at the top, we heard Alice Phoebe Liu with Darling.
Darling.
Now, folks, I had the wonderful opportunity to hang out with program manager Jesse Bell. He came to Toronto. He was broadcasting the Gales Varsity Blues game that was happening right in the heart of downtown. He crashed on our floor, and we had a gay old time. Literally, we went and saw Glenn or Glenda also, which was a lot of fun. and there was a drag performance beforehand by Weird Alice, who like had this crazy Grinch wig that was like 2 feet tall.
Wow!
Which halfway through the performance, she opened up to reveal that she had a drink inside of the wig.
Oh my god! The whole that's time, hilarious.
Which was very cool. But that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the Gales absolutely crushing Toronto at this football game. They threw five picks.
I don't know what that means.
Five interceptions, which is like the worst thing you can do.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, that was pretty rough. We beat them up pretty bad. It was fun to watch. And Jesse is a great sports broadcaster. It was very fun watching him work. He's quick. He's funny. He's, you know, you've heard this guy talk before. You listen to the programs. You know Jesse. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun. There was really bad Subway sandwiches for the press people, which we enjoyed.
What makes a Subway sandwich bad?
It was they weren't good, man. Normally, I'm all about Subway, but they were like, you know, it's just like these big party subs, and they were like sauceless, and they had like the worst watery tomatoes you could ever imagine.
Oh, you're
on
just
them.
A tomato hater. Yeah.
It wasn't good. But yeah, the game was a lot of fun. Everyone was having a good time. Some Toronto fans left early, which made me laugh. The Queen's band was there. They were doing the oil thigh whenever we got a touchdown.
Nice.
The Queen's Highland Dancers showed up at the end, and they were just like dancing on the street. Yeah, everyone had a great time. It was a lot of fun. So yeah, do tune in to Jesse's broadcast of the other Gales games. I think Saturday at 1 o'clock. They're going to be in Waterloo. They're going to be fighting the Waterloo, whatever their mascots are. Yeah, Jesse will be on air for the Grad Club pregame show starting at 12:45 this Saturday afternoon. So check that out.
Nice. They are really cutting down the street.
They are cutting down
an entire
tree.
I'm wondering if they're just like sawing a concrete block in half. Like, I don't know.
Deep apologies. I will go out there and give them a talking to. I love yelling at a guy who has a live chainsaw in his hand. But anyway, folks, we've got new Fruit Bats.
Nice.
Their album is called Baby Man. It's out now. This is Creature from the Wild, which is a very, very sweet song about adopting a stray dog.
Oh.
Here we go.
For a while. boy, living in a garbage bin behind the motor inn. Oh, with the phone in your paw, a sweetest heart with a worm inside of it. And you came to us and started a new life. And you looked at us and everything was fine. And you saved us for a while.
Lost.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Home by Saturday by Hayden, no relation. Before that, we heard Orangi with Body, and at the top, we heard Fruit Bats with their track Creature from the Wild. Folks, it's now time for Isopanisad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where I talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs, and this week, we have great news. We have a new Mountain Goats song. It's called Armies of the Lord. So this is the first single from the 23rd record by the Mountain Goats. And this record is called Through This Fire Across from Peter Balkan, who is a fictional character. JD described how this phrase came to him in a dream, and he quickly wrote it down, and then decided to build an album around it. This album is dedicated to Peter Hughes, longtime bassist of the Mountain Goats, who left the group last year. So that's a nice little touching tribute. And this record, much like the previous one, Jenny from Thebes, is sort of like a full-on musical. It's like a full narrative telling the story of a shipwrecked crew of 16 men, who we learn in this song, only three of whom survive. And then one of the survivors goes missing, which leaves the narrator and Captain Peter Balkan just discussing, and that's what the whole album is, on this stranded island. It's very lushly produced. You can tell that they took their time with this one. Matt Douglas, band member, did all of the production on this in Dreamland Recording Studios in New York. Also, and I don't know how I feel about this, because this guy is soy, and I don't like him, but Lin-Manuel Miranda, who definitely also had a hand in Jenny from Thebes, is involved in this recording. He does the guest vocals, the background vocals on this track, The Armies of the Lord, which, despite that, is a pretty good song. I've yet to grow on it, but my dear co-host really liked it, which was surprising to me. It's nice, it's lush, it's pretty. I'm going to listen to it more and more. I'm going to grow to love it, as I tend to do with Mountain Goat songs. My favorite line here is, in the world, but not of it anymore. These two men who are just stranded, they've buried another friend, and they're waiting for the armies of the Lord to come take them, because they cannot conceive of joining the land of men with haircuts and clean clothes again. That is far beyond them. Anyway, let's just dive right into it. New Mountain Goat song. It's called Armies of the Lord. Here we go.
After we buried you at sunrise, with nothing you'd predicted coming true, just doing what we promised you we'd do. Not ready anymore. Late for the war. Peace, take up the sword. Waiting for the armies of the Lord. Even if we found the world again, haircuts and clean clothes, and what then? Till we don't, and then starving to death down by the shore. Prehistoric insects trapped in ice, letting the hunger claim its price. 16-3, now down to 2. Soon it'll just be you.
when I write my master's thesis. Humor, I feel dizzy, and I want your touch. Let's get tipsy and start a rumor. You're restless here, I can't sit still. Everybody at this party's got their fingers in the till. I bet their parents are ridiculously loaded. Let's loaded. The dancers need a dance floor. The swingers got a swing. Fashionable people doing questionable things. Your boyfriend too. Do you think he'd understand? I can't remember how we ended up out here, but all good things have got to start somewhere. The dancers need a dance floor. The swingers got a swing. Fashionable people doing questionable things. One more time. Your ride for free. The dancers need a dance floor. The swingers got a swing. Fashionable people doing questionable things.
Looking just like magazines.
Fashionable, fashionable, fashionable people.
That's what I'm talking about.
Folks, hello and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Fashionable People by Joel Plaskett Emergency. Before that, John K. Sampson, When I Write My Master's Thesis. And at the top, the Mountain Goats, Armies of the Lord. That's a brand new one, folks. I've got a question for you.
Okay.
There's many animals who do sporting. Animals that we have do sports for us in one capacity or another. What do you think
Like Air Bud.
Not like Air Bud. Like dog racing, like horses, etc., etc.
Not like Air Bud.
Not like Air Bud. What sporting animal do you think has it the best?
None of them. Why are we using animals for sports? Boo.
Yeah, I agree. Boo. I agree. And we're not even going to go into, like, cockfighting or, like, the actual, bear baiting.
That's, like,
those
evil.
Are, yeah, that's horrific.
Okay. I don't know. Is there, like, a bug one? Oh, sometimes they put turtles on, like, a racetrack.
That's fun.
And they are, like,
they put, like, lettuce on one side.
Yeah, it's going to get to the end. Yeah. But they all just kind of go around in circles. I think they have it the best. Because probably at home, mostly, I'm sure some of them have good, like, enclosures or whatever.
Yeah.
But at home, it's boring.
I think racing pigeons.
And then
pigeons,
they get to go, and there's, like, all these other turtles. And they're, like, where am I? What am I doing? That maybe is fun for them.
Yeah. Racing pigeons, you know, pretty cool. But I think for my money, this is controversial, I think, like, the bull riding bulls have it the best.
No. They're always mad. They're bucking people off.
But, like, you know, if
you have to get them mad to get them to
consider, like,
that.
A horse who has a jockey. The horse, like, has this jockey on him all the time. He has to run around so much. The bull has this guy on him for, like, 8 minutes tops.
Yeah.
And gets to absolutely wreck him.
Yeah, but they get angry. Like, they purposely rile up the bulls, I feel like. You got so...
I got so heat. I'm throwing stuff all hither and yon.
You're like a bull.
Yeah.
No, I don't think they have a good life. No, I'm going to say the turtles for my money. I guess sometimes they make, like, hamsters and various other small pets do, like, obstacle courses. I think all of them are doing okay.
Yeah, for me, it's the bull. I feel like the bull, like, likes to just absolutely stomp the crap out of a cowboy, given the opportunity.
Yam also disagrees.
Yeah, okay, he's shaking his head no.
He's saying no, no.
Okay, we'll move on.
Oh my god, the background noise on this episode, we're so sorry. It's all good.
But yeah, anyway, folks, we've got new Together Pangea.
Oh, wow.
I know. Like Your Father is their new EP. The track is Molly Said.
still on me.
Take the-
folks. Hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. It's been a blast hanging out with you.
That's right.
Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back next week, of course. Until then, there's lots of great new music coming up for you before our dear friend Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! Pipes in at noon. We just heard Hey Rosetta, Soft Offering for the Oft-Suffering. Before that, Andy Schaaf, Wasted on You. And at the top, we heard Together Pangea with their new track, Molly Said, which I'm realizing now is probably a reference to Nirvana's Polly.
Oh.
Polly said her back hurts, et cetera, et cetera.
Okay.
Anyway, folks, we're going to cap today off with Andrew Bird, Fake Palindromes. He's just re-released this single. Maybe he's gearing up for something big. I know he's got some orchestral version of another track from this record. So looking forward to more from him. But yeah, until then, we'll be back next week.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Mondays can be a tough day, but would you like something to brighten up your Monday afternoon? Well, tune in to my show, Dark Glasses, on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and the show is now in its 14th year with a mixture of mainly jazz, but also blues, folk, some pop, even retro pop, and the occasional interview. So that's Dark Glasses, Mondays at 2 p.m.
Join CFRC on September 28th at the Broom Factory at 9:30 a.m. for our Airwave YGK Soundtech Workshop. Rob Bailey of Kingston Soundworks will facilitate this hands-on workshop for young emerging musicians just starting out playing gigs. Come learn soundboard tech, terminology, troubleshooting, communications, equipment setup, and soundcheck basics with this local industry pro. Register now for the free workshop, make in-person connections with local musicians at a prestigious venue, and learn the ropes of sound mixing to help you get started with your live stage performances. The fun starts at 9:30 a.m. on September 28th at Broom Factory and includes a catered lunch from our friends at Old Farm Fine Foods. Register now via CFRC.ca. This CFRC Airwave YGK workshop is made possible through the support of the City of Kingston, Kingston Arts Council, the Kingston Music Office, the Broom Factory, and our friends at Kingston Soundworks. As summer winds down, KPP Concerts is keeping it hot this fall with a stacked lineup of great concerts at the Broom Factory this September. On September 12th, check out Mountainhead, and then Colorado on September 14th, and Punk Icons Propaganda on September 15th. Don't miss Hamilton's The Dirty Nil on September 19th, followed by The Broke's tribute to The Strokes on September 20th. And then on September 26th, check out Petit Beliveau and Neo-Folk Icons Bridge City Sinners on September 27th. The month ends with Yukon Blonde, the night of September 28th at Broom Factory. All shows are co-sponsored by us here at CFRC 101.9 FM, and for a complete list of shows and ticket information, visit kppconcerts.com.
Saturday mornings. Whether you're waking up in a stranger's apartment or enjoying some time with the family, you need a nutritional breakfast for your ears. So join me, DJ Overeasy, for Making Bacon every Saturday morning from 8 until 10 on CFRC 101.9 and CFRC.ca.
Broadcasting 24/7, 365.